Well, I'm proud of everyone and who we've sort of become and kind of the artists that we are now.
Australia's biggest nightly countdown, the Random 20 Countdown with Mikey.
Michael and Callum, Five Sauce, how are you guys doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
I am doing really good. Now, we spoke with, I guess, the other two, actually, one of you. Michael, we spoke with you a few weeks ago. Yeah, we had a chat about 2011. I think, Callum, I think you interrupted the interview, like in the window out the side where you guys were in the studio. So, look, finally we got on screen.
Yeah, I get my time to shine.
Yeah, now we're in.
Yeah, you're shining now, man. What have you guys been up to in the past few weeks? What's been happening? Of course, we got a new single, which we'll talk about. I guess an album on the way as well, which we're going to touch on. But what's been in the plans at the moment for you guys?
What's that?
What's in the plans?
I mean, we're finishing the album right now.
Yep.
So everything, all of our energy is just focused on that. Obviously, releasing Complete Mess, and also just taking time to enjoy it and celebrate the little things, and to be able to talk about it is awesome as well. So that's it, man. Life's been good and simple.
So, and still busy too, you know, getting the album ready. And of course the tour, which starts in April, and the new track Complete Mess, which we'll talk about. I want to ask you guys about when we last spoke, it was about 2011 and being in the industry for 10 years. You guys are at the peak of Australian music and you've been around the world, and without being Captain Obvious, we've seen it all, but what is left for you guys to do? What is there one thing that you guys haven't achieved yet that you want to achieve as Five Sauce?
I think this record and this album and sort of, you know, Complete Mess as a song, I think it's kind of a real pinnacle of sort of our accomplishments. And this is one of the first times that we've ever released a song that's just been written by the four of us, that we've really, you know, put our belief in as far as, you know, it representing the first single of, you know, our next album and, you know, an album in general. So I think just having kind of faith in each other and sort of each other's musical ability and you know, our faith in the songs that we've written, I think is a real sort of thing that we've been kind of looking forward to for a long time. And I guess we got to take the ownership and we feel, you know, so much pride and, you know, we're so just fulfilled by these songs that we've made on this album that is unreleased and unnamed.
Yet soon to come. Tell us about coming together with that trust. Like you were saying that the music you're doing now is, I you know, you're owning it a lot more. But tell us about the trust between all four of you now. Where is the trust level going, guys, we can own this and we're going to have the ups and we're going to have the downs. But tell us about that connection between the four. Has it brought you closer now that you're owning your music a lot more?
I mean, yeah, definitely. I think there's a real sense of freedom within, in terms of like the creation process. You know, I mean, the only people that know the exact journey is this guy and the other two boys in the other room. So you really learn to respect their opinion and you really learn. I mean, I was just thinking about this before, is that like this album and this song for me is like, it's ultimate realization of how amazing these guys are at their jobs. You know, you forget that these guys are professional musicians. Because they're just your mates, and it's a real nice wake up call to be able to be in an environment where you feel respected and safe enough to express your own artistry, and there'll be people who will be next to you trying to figure out, okay, how do we align that with everyone else's vision? So it's been like a really cool journey for me.
And you, Michael?
I mean, kind of in the same boat, I guess, you know, I
same dinghy,
same little same speedboats.
but
I guess as well, I'm proud of everyone and who we've sort of become and kind of the artists that we are now. You know, to think that, you know, we could still be doing this and still, you know, have goals and aspirations and dreams that we want to accomplish, you know, this far in is like really amazing that we kind of still have that one goal of just like, we want to make incredible music together and we want everyone to be proud. And, you know, we want all of us to have our, you know, individuality and our kind of art, like artistry sort of represented in the music. Mm-hmm.
And for you, Michael, we learned last time because you're producing the music now, aren't you?
Some of it on the new album. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unnamed, unreleased album.
And do you have more, do you feel like more pressure from the others that, okay, whoo, here we go. Or, I mean, what's your vibe there, Callum, with Michael producing?
I definitely in the beginning was like, you know, after I would like finish something and we would create something together, I would definitely feel this thing terrible and the guys are going to hate me. Yeah. You know, I definitely had that in the beginning and almost to the point where like, I wouldn't want to make anything because it was just like, that thought was just too much. But, you know, at least from my end, the guys helped support me in that so much and like really helped like prop me up when we were going through the process of making all of the stuff together and you know, it's part of the reason why, again, I go back to like being proud of each other because we want the best for each other. We want each other to succeed. And I didn't mean to steal the question that was asked to you, but
go for it. Yeah.
Once you hear the song, I mean, you'll understand what an amazing producer he is. So I don't have too much to like touch on in terms of that. But it was a conscious decision to like, you know, choose Michael as a producer because he's one of our own, you know.
I know the band pretty well.
And he knows the band pretty well. Well, some of them. He's just like an amazing producer. We've worked with a lot of great producers and Michael has honestly stood, you know, up to all of them. So I think, you know, it's truly amazing.
And talking about the track Complete Mess, putting it together and producing it and writing, tell us the story about it. What is the Complete Mess? What is that story?
I think what's so special about this song is like, I remember the actual like minute by minute how we started creating this song. We were in Joshua Tree and we were listening to this song and we kind of had this idea, and I'd started the tempo and like the chords with the drum beat, but I didn't want to play it until like a lot of it was done and this like rhythm. And I was making the beat without listening to it. And I was kind of just hoping that everything was sort of sounding okay. And I was putting things in the right place. And then once we had turned off that other song and I hit play, we were sort of listening in the room together. And, you know, it was super late at night and we were kind of like, you know, we could see the stars in the desert and it was sort of this like bit of an experience. And Luke from across the room goes, "Hey guys, I have this like idea that's either going to be completely terrible or like pretty awesome." Yeah. And he's like, I think it's terrible, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know. There used to be this t-shirt that Luke used to wear all the time that said, "You complete mess," but it's like, "You complete me, SS." It was like this stupid t-shirt, and then he sang us the chorus, and I just remember in that moment being like, holy crap, like just how far we've come to be able to like reference our own band's history in a song that, you know, if you didn't know that, you wouldn't really realize that was even a thing. I don't know, it's just kind of like, it was a bit of a meta moment. I was like,
it is pretty meta.
It's kind of crazy. I'm like, what is this weird universe I'm living in where we get to do this?
I'm feeling from you guys in the way you talk and the vibes that you're giving off. I mean, your past music has been incredible. We know that without being obvious, but I feel like you're really loving your music a lot, way more actually now than what you were. Am I right in saying that you're pretty much, this is your music right now?
I think in different ways, I think. I mean, obviously, we've also had some time off too, which helps.
We shared that rumor last time. There was apparently a split.
I think, yeah, this album feels really pretty aligned with all of us, and we feel all represented, which is a nice feeling.
And we've got to kind of experiment with some different sounds too, you know, and sort of this album, more than any others that we've made, sounds very Australian. And we've really, like, that's kind of hard to explain why.
Yep.
I think when you listen to some of the songs, you'll kind of, you'll hear what I mean. But we very much, you know, we're really missing Australia. We hadn't been able to go back and, you know, we really wanted it to, you know, give those same feelings of, like, you know, waking up at, you know, 8 a.m. and listening to, like, music, like Australian music videos before we used to go to school. Like, I know that sounds kind of dumb, but we wanted to bring that spirit into sort of some of the stuff that we were making. So I think that's really helped us, you know, connect with it a lot.
You guys are such in a really good place right now, like with music and being able to own it more than and being able to do it, you produce it yourself. I guess moving forward into 2022, we've got obviously new music, new album, the tour, playing Sydney Opera House, which is that's incredible. Like, some of the biggest names have played there. Forward to when you're coming home to Australia?
Oh, I mean, it's always family, isn't it?
I really can't wait to see my family.
Yeah, I haven't seen them in a few years. Also, I mean, you're always an Australian at heart, you know, so it'll be just nice to get back and be once again immersed in the culture.
Yeah.
And to play some shows again.
It's very cool. Well, the new single called Complete Mess is super awesome. I've heard it. Sounds so good. I can't wait for the world to hear it. Five Stars, Michael and Callum, thanks so much for hanging.
Thank you.
Australia's biggest nightly countdown. The Random 20 Countdown with Mikey.